USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the State Attorney General's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A justice on the High Court is considering stepping down. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Special Operation Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, but it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
We're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A former UN ambassador is speaking out on violence in America. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view.
Defunding the police is what caused the spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police, we need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.